This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's the Depot. It's Davey Hudson. It's Davey's Depot. Davey Hudson, take it away.
Real quick, going back to just the last segment, talking about George Klyvkov. He has pretty much been involved in a lot of media side of things going back. He actually helped launch Hulu and was the interim CEO until they hired their first official CEO. But a pretty well-versed guy, at least whenever it comes to the media side of things. But again, that was kind of their problem. But he does have sports background. Apparently, he owned the WNBA Las Vegas Aces until they were sold to... Oh, gosh. Oh, Mark Davis. Sorry, I was trying to think of the Raiders owner's name, and it kind of took me a second. But anyway, as we get into the Depot...
Was he their first owner?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I can look that up for you, but I'm not sure.
The Aces.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if, you know, since he's such a big sports guy, if the Aces were, you know, like really good when he was the owner.
They like dominated because of his ownership, abilities, skill set.
Also, Aces. I mean, what a clever name. Phew.
And that they're in Vegas, and like cards, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Grambling, casino.
Mm-hmm. They were the Utah Stars at first, then they were the San Antonio Silver Stars, and they relocated to Vegas in 2017. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, they did finish first in the West this but when did he sell them?
I think you said 2017.
No, that was when they moved to Vegas.
I don't know.
I'll figure this out.
I don't think I've used this fact of the day before, but I'm going to go with it. A dozen bodies were once found in Benjamin Franklin's basement. Does that ring a bell?
No.
No? Okay.
A dozen bodies?
Yes. Were you aware of the fact that multiple skeletons were found in the basement of Benjamin Franklin's London home? The bones were discovered during a 1998 renovation of the house and were identified as being from nearly a dozen people, including six children.
What?
The most plausible explanation is not mass murder, but an anatomy school run by Franklin's young friend and protege, William Hewson.
Houston?
Hewson. No T there.
I had some coaches in gym class. They'd always call me Houston or Hewson.
Two Utes.
A what? Did you say Ute? The two defendants. That was actually my first thought, but my first thought when you said bodies in the basement was, okay, he was probably doing, like, you know, anatomy stuff. But it wasn't him. It would have been his friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, maybe clean that up, bro.
They do add that that's not to say that there wasn't any funny business going on, but the resurrection men could deliver bodies stolen from graveyards to the Thames Wharf at the bottom of the street while there was a weekly public execution at the gallows on the other side of the garden wall. So... I don't know. I didn't think I'd use that one before and thought it was fairly interesting to...
Well, when you first started telling the story, I was like, gosh, I hope there's not some like weird twist to this where my opinion of Benjamin Franklin...
He's from the 1700s, so he's already canceled, so it doesn't really matter, you know?
It's probably a good point. Probably a good point.
Anyway, continuing along with the Depot... Gambling update last night did not go particularly well. Went 1-2-1. The under for the Hawks game did not hit thanks to a Giannis Antetokounmpo free throw, which is a very rare occurrence. But
you said he hit two, right?
Yeah, he hit two. I think actually the second one gave the over because I was at 226.5, but it was not ideal. But you know what? You got to persevere. NBA been a little cold over the last week. We're still up a good amount of money over the last month, but the last week had a little bit of a setback. But you know what? Trust in the model. It's still hitting it 59% on the year for the NBA. We're going back to it tonight. Game 3 of the Phoenix Suns Los Angeles Clippers series takes place, and it looks as though the Suns are going to be getting back star point guard Chris Paul. They're 2-0, and they've not even had the leader of the team. So, because he'd been in quarantine, even though he had not tested positive, according to all reports that I have read. So, this game is on the road for the Suns, but I expect them to win. I got Phoenix -1.5. I got those odds at -108. But that is where I am going for the gambling picks tonight. I'll have some other stuff. I think I got Houston run line for Major League Baseball. They're playing Detroit. Detroit sucks. Houston won a bet on them last night. They were my one win, but they ended up beating the Orioles 13-0.
13-0.
Yes, pretty big.
It's a beatdown.
For you.
I did skip Banger of the Day, but you know what? It was mentioned earlier, and I already have it queued up. Big Yellow Taxi by Counting Crows and Vanessa Carlton. Josh did want to inform us that Joni Mitchell actually had the original Big Yellow Taxi, but it
really?
Was covered by
the
Counting Crows. I will be honest, I've heard Joni Mitchell's version before. I personally prefer the cover of it, but
that's okay. Yeah, that happens.
That's the banger.
You're allowed to do that.
People are asking me a lot of questions. I don't know. A lot of Bucky's talk still going on. But I have some headlines that I've wanted to get into. You know, I decided to do a movie review yesterday, but there's just a lot of crazy stuff kind of going on right now. I'll get things started. I know you guys are big Jerry Seinfeld fans, so I wanted to let you know that there will be a new Jerry Seinfeld movie that he is writing, directing, and starring in.
Really?
Is he voicing a bug?
No.
It's going to be
an actual...
Like a live...
Or just
okay.
Voicing.
It's for Netflix. So, Jerry Seinfeld.
Has Netflix put out a good movie? Like, I know they've moved a lot of their production in house. Has Netflix released? Was Bird Box Netflix only?
Netflix has put out some good movies.
I'm trying to think of what their biggest release has been.
I think they excel more with TV series than they do.
No, I agree. Sure. I agree. That's why I was just trying to think.
Yeah, I pulled up the 10 best Netflix original movies. Hadn't heard of any of them.
Really? Bird Box didn't make the top 10? Was Bird Box not a Netflix
maybe this
release?
Is just for this year or something.
Oh.
The Irishman, which I didn't think was great. A lot of people liked it. It made the list. I'm actually looking through these.
I actually did watch the first one on here, and it was awful.
What was it?
Marriage Story.
Oh, that's Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. I didn't watch it.
I don't even remember if I finished it. I think we just turned it off. Paddleton?
Not Paddington?
Not Paddington. Paddleton.
I don't know what that is.
Two friends dealing with cancer. The Platform?
That was
we've
a good one.
Watched that.
Is that the one where they dubbed it over? Where the thing goes down and they're in prison?
Well,
yeah,
obviously.
You can take as much food as you want to, but if you take it all, the people at the bottom don't eat, and you constantly rotate what level you're on on the platform. And so, like, the whole idea behind the prison is to, like, teach these guys to all work together, only take what they need instead of hoarding all the food.
Right, but once you get up top, you're like, I might be on the bottom next time, so I'm going to eat as much as I possibly can
so I
don't starve.
Yeah, it's a survival story. The platform, yeah, there's a giant... Start off real quick. I'm not getting into this movie review. I hated this film.
I don't know why. Did you hate it?
I thought it was pretty unique, honestly.
I thought it was good.
I didn't
liked
think it was a masterpiece, but I liked it.
So there starts off with this guy. I believe it's a Spanish film, no, but there's this prison. When you're signing up to go into this prison, you're allowed to have one item that you can bring in there with you. And
it, doesn't he go in, like, not because he has to? He's doing, like, a document, like he's documenting it or something?
I don't remember if it was a story.
I think he was, like, a journalist, and he wanted to, like, tell the story.
For it. I don't remember exactly, but I don't know. This one still actually, it's very weird, and it's one of those to where it's after the fact you look back on it, and you're just like, oh, gosh. But you're on a different prison level, and if you look down, there's probably like 130-something stories or whatever, but and you could just fall to your death if you fell. But the way it's set up, there's two people on each level, and at the top, they lower down this tray of food, and it is like your entire smorgasbord, tons of stuff on it, and it continually lowers. But they ask you before you go, like, what's your favorite meal? And your favorite meal gets put on there, but people always end up eating more. And so once you get to the bottom, there's no food left. So you have people resort to cannibalism. It's really crazy stuff. And it just ends up going. And then basically the main character, him and this other guy, end up basically taking over. Like they're armed with some weapons, and they end up making sure that each person is able to get enough, and they want to go to the very bottom. And as they get to the bottom, you kind of understand, like, what is down there. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those, it's like it's supposed to make you think, but it's very weird.
I liked it.
I will say The Fundamentals of Caring, I enjoyed that film. It's a Netflix original. It stars Paul Rudd and Selena Gomez. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't know. Anyway, but to get back to the story, Jerry Seinfeld is set to star in, write, direct, and produce a Pop-Tarts origin story inspired by one of his routines.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah. I'm interested to see where JS takes that one. Did you hear a Pop-Tart origin story?
Yeah, Netflix has acquired the rights to the comedy feature film entitled Unfrosted.
All right.
Who doesn't love Pop-Tarts?
I love Pop-Tarts.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I had a Pop-Tart, same. But they're great. All the different flavors, you can mix it up.
That's kind of the headline. I'm just going to be going through these fairly quickly today.
I remember as a kid, the first time I had a s'mores hot, like a toasted s'mores Pop-Tart, I was like, this is literally the best food that has ever existed. Continue, Dave. Sorry.
A drunk driver named Boozed busted for allegedly crashing into Taco Bell sign.
His name was Boozed?
Her name was Booze. A Florida woman, as to no surprise, with the last name Booze, was busted for driving drunk after she allegedly slammed her car into a Taco Bell sign and sped off. Kenesha Booze, 34, of St. Petersburg, was arrested when an officer spotted her allegedly speeding through two red lights near the fast food joint at 10:20 p.m. Friday. When a cop confronted the aptly named driver, she was allegedly wobbly with bloodshot, watery eyes, and an odor of an alcoholic beverage on her breath, according to the police report.
The horror.
She refused to perform a breath test. She also works at the Taco Bell.
Wait. She works at the Taco Bell that she... Is that one of the Taco Bells? And I'm sorry if I didn't hear this. So some Taco Bells now have, like, full bars.
So I did not know this.
Was she drinking on the job?
I
if they don't have full bars,
Taco
I know you can get beer.
Bells have alcohol now?
Some.
Any here?
No.
We,
no, you were the most. You were so excited.
We get a Bucky's and a Taco Bell bar. I'm never leaving. Staycations for life.
I mean, Cracker Barrel's serving alcohol now.
Oh man,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
here.
Wait, I'll have a cheesy gordita crunch and a margarita.
You would need a Bucky's bathroom after Taco Bell that served alcohol.
It's a perfect circle of life.
You put it right next to the Bucky's, really. Oh, that's classic.
I mean, a lot of Taco Bells are in gas stations. Can we get a Taco Bell with alcohol inside the Buc-ee's?
My mind just warped.
You really could live
Apparently,
there.
It's not been
not very long, but you know, you'd live there.
First right. go at it. She was already driving with a suspended or revoked license and had previously been convicted 7 times for driving without a license and once for grand theft.
Grand theft.
Not good, Bob. The next story on the list. Lab test reportedly find no identifiable what? Nope, I've already messed this question up. Yeah, I'm just going to go in.
No, I want to guess.
Okay. What did a lab test find when Subway sandwiches were sent in, certain one of their products.
Oh, they've probably found no actual meat. Yeah, oh, is it the tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
No.
No tuna
in the tuna,
in the tuna sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
They don't know.
What?
I mean, it was still a fish, right? Because I've heard a lot of... There's some sneaky stuff going on in the fish business. I don't know if you know
really?
This. So apparently there's a certain type of fish that is very similar to salmon, and it's much easier to catch, and it's a lot cheaper.
Mm.
So, like, restaurants will buy a dyed version of this fish because it's a white fish.
Oh, it'd make it look salmon.
And they dye it pink.
Yeah, the pink. Yeah.
Pink and orange, yeah. So you think you're paying for salmon, but you're getting, like, you know, I don't know, flounder's pretty expensive, too. What's the cod?
Cod's white.
Cod?
Or scrod.
Scrod.
That's a fish, right?
Yes. Scrod.
Boston scrod.
Boston scrod.
Pack the
cad. Huh?
Tilapia.
That'd be funny if it's like,
I won't eat tilapia. Tilapia is disgusting, if I'm being honest.
I've had one good thing of tilapia.
They're farm-raised, and they keep it to where basically they just continue to eat the feces of the other tilapia. That's kind of how they grow.
A lot of animals eat feces of other animals, especially fish. It's very, very common.
That's like half their diet.
So I'm a bass man. They don't eat that junk.
The New York Times originally put the story out there, but they bought Subway tuna sandwiches from three different locations in Los Angeles and then sent frozen samples to an unidentified commercial food testing lab after two California women filed a class action lawsuit against the company in January, alleging that Subway's tuna sandwiches aren't actually made of the fish.
The only reason I know this is I saw a tweet that said... If you go to Subway for a tuna sandwich, you deserve whatever you get. This is tough because I have a friend who that's all they'll ever get at Subway.
Really?
Tuna sandwich. Loves the tuna sandwich.
I mean, it's so watery. Like I.
Yeah, I know. It's like
a soup. Tuna soup.
Do you think? I don't know if I should share this.
It's a tuna soup. You ever had codfish soup?
No.
Oh man. Don't eat it like in like a work environment, but man, it's good. What were
Subway,
you about to say?
Subway spokeswoman says DNA testing is simply not a reliable way to identify denatured proteins like Subway's tuna, which was cooked before it was tested. So they're saying the DNA dies when they heat it up or cook it, which I don't think should be the case. But I could be wrong. I'm not a...
So we can pluck DNA... from a mammoth that's been frozen for like 20 million years or however long it is.
Never cooked, though.
You don't know that. Could have been a real hot day. I mean, do you know what you cook tuna to make it cooked? It's like 110 degrees. That's something. I think it's 100. I can't. It's a low, low number for most fish. Interesting.
I was wondering if Americans have more problems with cancer because of crap like that. Like, we're eating stuff that's not...
Buddy, I saw a video the other day that makes me scared to buy any food ever.
Really?
About how much, like, the oil they put on the... out, or like, there's, like, a thin layer of wax on the outside of, like, all the vegetables and the produce section.
Mm.
Like, they do all these weird things with... what was the one? Like, if... what was it? It's like, if your sugar is fake... it'll, like, turn pink if you put it in melted butter. They heat up a bunch of rice, and you see it. There's, like, some rice is up to,
the
like,
plastic
pieces.
Rice. Yeah.
And so, like, you're watching the rice kind of get black, and then the other parts just literally melt into clear goo.
Oh.
Because rice sellers want to keep the real rice and just give you basically plastic to eat. Because it's a certain type of plastic that absorbs the water the same way, but you're not eating rice at all. Plastic.
You're just passing plastic through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
There was a ton more. It was wild.
Ugh.
I watched that and just said, I mean, like, basically they put when you get to the end of certain cuts of steak, you know how it's, like, kind of falling apart? They'll put glue in the steak to get them to hold the steak shape. And they make it look like fat on the steak,
like it's
like a glue. It's like a paste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is gross.
Not good. Subway continued to defend their actions, but I don't know. You can go read more up on it. I kind of wanted to end with this Daily Mail story. I don't know. I didn't hear about this until recently, but or at least before it happened, but they had a thing in Kentucky. It was labeled the Redneck Rave. But the headline reads, Redneck Rave in Kentucky descends into mayhem after man has his throat slit, a woman is choked, and a man is impaled on a log.
What part of Kentucky?
Let's see here. Also, 48 people ended up being charged with something. So, Mammoth Cave.
Mammoth Cave.
Tens of thousands of people attended the five-day Redneck Rave Festival in the small town of Mammoth Cave in Kentucky last week. Dozens of attendees were charged with a range of offenses from drug trafficking to felony assault. Some were left seriously injured as grisly scenes unfolded at what organizers billed as America's wildest and craziest country party. And of the more violent incidents, one man had his throat slit by a friend after a drunken fight, go figure, and a man choked a woman until she passed out. There were multiple others who suffered severed fingers, broken bones, dislocated joints, and severe lacerations at the drunken event.
What were they doing?
It's a redneck rave. I don't know.
So what is that?
This town is apparently 90 miles south of Louisville.
Yeah. So did they just like put on some like techno country, throw the lasers on and get the glow sticks out? And then they just like mosh? Okay.
I guess so.
Wow.
But those were the highlights from that story. There are some pictures.
Ooh.
No, just nothing gross, just like I don't know, everyone's showing up with like their dune buggy, like going mudding and stuff of that nature. Let's see here. The Edmondson County Sheriff Shane Doyle said they were intoxicated. They got into a fight. One of them slit the other one's throat and then fled into the park. Go figure. As of Wednesday, the throat slasher still hadn't been arrested. Today's Wednesday, right? No, today is Thursday. Good point. Yep.
Wow.
So the man who strangled the woman, allegedly that started out over a fight dealing with a blanket.
A blanket.
Yes.
Wow.
The man did deny choking the woman, but was charged with strangulation, wanton endangerment, and fourth degree domestic violent assault.
I dare say the Redneck Rave is canceled for 2022. Is that safe to assume?
Oh, so the guy that was impaled by a log, it ended up impaling him in the abdomen.
Hey, Carl, how was the Redneck Rave? Well, I'll be damned.
Authorities say the man drove over a log, but it broke through the floorboard of his recreational vehicle and stabbed him in the abdomen. How awful of your vehicle can it be for a log to stab through the floor?
So, RV, he drove over a log with, I mean, I'm assuming they would have said, you know, ATV or something if it had been a, I mean, there's no floorboard.
I think it's more of like one of those like dune buggies you see people kind of like would kind of be used to like climb up stuff. But again, like I thought this part of the country is fairly flat. I could be wrong.
Shot up through the floorboard into his stomach?
When it tried to come out through his back, it was stopped by a steel plate behind his seat.
Is he alive?
Yeah, first responders were forced to leave the log in the man's abdomen while they airlifted him to the hospital. There's a bunch of pictures here.
Of that? Is it bad?
Just of them, like, mudding and stuff, you know?
Where's my blanket?
I'll send you guys
I'm keeping thing. It, woman. I'll just drive over this log here. Oh, my stomach hurts. Jeez.
I like this. Like, they have some captions with the photos. And it's like, a woman chugs her drink as she stands on top of her muddy side-by-side at the Redneck Rave last week.
Yeah, you kind of snuck into your Ball for Life voice there a little bit, but man, does it fit. What did it say?
Medics also treated dozens more who had become ill because they were so drunk. There were so many intoxicated people, we just decided if dispatch sends an ambulance in, we're sending a deputy in with them. The sheriff said he knew the event would cause problems and had desperately tried to plan for adequate policing in the park where the festival was held. He ended up making the decision to contain the illegal activity to the park because he did not have enough staff to try and stop it.
The first
vehicle that came through, we found meth, marijuana, and an open alcohol container.
You don't say.
And then one of the occupants had two active warrants. We were like, well, this doesn't bode well for the weekend.
I told y'all to keep your cool.
This is a great story.
Wow. Wow.
Those who were arrested were from Kentucky, Michigan, Indiana, Missouri, and Tennessee.
No! I knew it. I mean, it was so close. It's right there,
yeah,
probably.
You knew that was coming.
The organizer said, yeah, we can definitely improve on a lot of things to make the one in October run a lot better.
Cut the check.
October? Really?
Football season.
It's like a Rod Run, you know? They got one in April and then again in October.
Listen to this title. It says, Redneck Rave in Kentucky descends into mayhem with 48 charged as man's throat is slit, woman is choked, and man is impaled.
That's the exact headline I read.
Oh, did you?
That's how this conversation started
that
there,
exact
Hickman.
Headline?
Is that one from the Daily Mail?
No. It's okay, from the Sun.
Are they buddies? Was it not the exact same headline?
Yeah, it was.
I must have missed the guy got his throat slit, if you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that for a minute. Argument over a blanket. But he has not been arrested yet. Well, as of yesterday.
The main pitcher on the front is a guy with a flamethrower.
Man is
pretty incredible, Depot. What do you think?
That's one of the better ones.
Yeah.
I laughed
ran
a lot.
Long, too.
Yep.
Davey, you think
planning
else?
A trip for the October one?
They got a Buc-ee's on the way.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Make your appointment. Go see Dr. Malone and Costa. They got you covered. Keep you smiling right here in Knoxville. Cedar Bluff area. KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Mm-hmm.
Good tune, Dave. Good tune. Nate, did you see that the baseball team is holding a fan appreciation day?
I didn't see that, actually.
Guess when it is.
When?
Today.
Oh.
Wow.
Guess how long it lasts.
An hour and a half.
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
No.
Why didn't they? If they were going to do it that fast, why didn't they just do it yesterday when the team got back? They would already have people there, or people that want to be there.
Yeah, but the team, you know, just getting back from Omaha, they probably just want to get
so
the
now
heck
they
got to
do
there.
Something else. They got to come back. Then do it next week.
Or, like, on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I kind of like the Thursday vibes.
But 12:15 to 1?
Yeah, 12:15.
I will say.
It should at least be like
okay,
7.
Exactly.
I get why they're not waiting this weekend. They are probably going to have a lot of those kids go home before then.
Okay.
Oh, no, sure. Yeah. I mean, I get that, but 45 minutes in the middle of a workday?
Because, I mean, usually, like, this is a rare occurrence for a lot of the Tennessee players because, I mean, we've not made it to Omaha in a while, so they're not used to staying this late into the school year or into the summer. Like, usually they've gone on and gone back
sure.
home.
Got to get back to Geelong, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's not been back in a long time.
Mm-mm.
Because he had to live with Ferguson there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was a COVID.
I think that was why his parents couldn't come, right? Because
yeah,
don't they have like incredibly strict travel restrictions? And
so.
Whoa! So I asked people for their recommendation on what to get at Bucky's, and like everything that they sell has been recommended.
That's why you need 45 minutes without fill-up time, according to Blake.
I'd say I had an extra 30 for fill-up time.
No, they got all those pumps, man. There's going to be an open one. There'll be an open pump. I was trying to in my house, like, oh, man, I got what time would be the best time to get there? They're open 24 hours. It doesn't even matter.
I bet it would be cool rolling up in there at like a 3 a.m. on a Tuesday
night. Oh, you'd have the place to yourself. But you wouldn't have but you wouldn't have the option of their lunch sandwiches or their breakfast tacos.
That's
true. It's a balance, man. It's a big balance. It's a timing thing. Trying to see here what their biggest mug is. Remember those old like gallon mugs?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what they're called. The Guzzler.
I think Guzzler is actually the correct name.
Bucky's Guzzler.
Bucky's Guzzler.
Let's see what we got here. Nope. Not on that one. Oh well, I'll find it. I'm resourceful.
Got some bad news about the Olympics. Japan's emperor is extremely worried.
About?
They still have an emperor?
Apparently.
That's kind of cool. Like, be the last emperor on the world.
He's extremely worried that the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics could accelerate the spread of the coronavirus.
Don't they still have? I mean, I know they got the prime minister. I forgot his name, but I guess. As surprising as this is, speaking of like talking about Netflix earlier, I fell asleep last night watching a documentary on the history of Japan. We're going way back. Like, we start in like 1556. Nobukatu.
Nobukatu. What'd you learn?
I mean, you kind of had a lot of warlords that
yep.
were fighting over territory, and the one guy who pretty much ended up conquering majority of Japan in the... I guess the 1500s, that would have been, 16th century? He ended up, or did I go the wrong way? Would that be the 14th century? Hell, it might have been the 15th. I don't know. Anyway, the guy during that time period pretty much was set to take over his father's lands, but everyone around him thought he was the last person that should get it because he was a very emotional type person, always just... He seems like the kind of guy that probably would have excelled at the redneck rave, just from what I'm hearing. And he ultimately ended up like one of his father's guards hated him so much that he killed himself in hopes of someone else stepping up. I forgot what it's called in Japan where the samurais like slit their stomach and their entrails all
seppuku.
Kind of yeah, so
I know Houston knew that.
He basically did that to try and get people to be like, all right, someone take this guy's power away. But this guy was smart. He ended up actually making a deal with the Portuguese to where he got the first like muskets in the area. He also ended up using a lot of the so-and-so peasants to fight in his army, knowing that they had nothing to live for. And so they would probably actually care like when they're in battle, knowing that they could get lands from it and not have to be of the poorest class. And he ended up just taking over pretty much Japan. I don't know. I'm still in the 15th or 16th or 14th century or whatever. So, you know, long ways to go.
Keep us posted.
I will.
Yep. Kamikaze. Can't believe you didn't know what seppuku was.
You know, I heard about it like during when I was watching 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves, but... And for whatever reason, slipped my mind.
It happens. Florida man caught eating off of gas station bathroom floor in Texas.
Was it a Bucky's?
Mm-hmm. I'm not even mad at him. People get Bucky's tattoos.
Did you hear about April Moss?
April Moss.
She's a news reporter. Actually, she's a...
Any relation to Randy?
Meteorologist.
Oh, did she go to Mississippi State?
Man, not sure. She was working for CBS 62 in Detroit.
Okay.
She was fired after she announced, while she was doing the weather,
yes,
that she was going to partner with James O'Keefe's Project Veritas to report discrimination at the station she was doing the weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait. Do that again.
She was doing the weather.
Right.
As she was doing the weather, she announced that she would be partnering with Project Veritas to report on discrimination at the station.
Did anything ever come from that, Nate?
I saw the little clip. I don't know if they've announced anything yet, but it did. It was one of those things to where, like, she was like, they threw it to her for her segment, and then she just kind of paused and then decided to go into talking about how she'd partner with Project Veritas.
CBS,
and then got back to the information.
CBS 62 put out this statement. April Moss objected to WWJ-TV's policies regarding COVID-19 testing and wearing masks inside our station, which are based on CDC, state, and local guidelines. Any suggestion that she was in any way a victim of discrimination due to her concerns about these policies is completely false. In fact, we allowed April to perform her weather anchor duties from home as we explored her concerns. While we respect and support our employees' freedom to have their own opinions, they're not entitled to use our station news broadcast as a platform for sharing personal views. Miss Moss is no longer with our station.
Well,
reports released late Tuesday indicate that Moss was maybe she does weather and does some stories, because this indicates that she definitely said she's a meteorologist. Anyway, reports released late Tuesday indicate that Moss was upset with the station after a suggested story pitch was turned down for being overly quote unquote political. Moss had planned to meet with the Daily Wire's Candace Owens for an interview during International Women's Month, but CBS prevented the appearance due to Owens' anti-liberal audience.
What are you going to do?
Another incident with CBS 62 details that Moss did an interview with Dr. Jonae Calden of the Department of Health and Human Services. The questions fed by Moss produced responses from Dr. Calden regarding post-vaccine hospitalizations, and her producers did not approve. Moss met with Project Veritas after her firing and released a sound clip capturing a conversation between the former reporter and Chuck Davis, chief engineer from CBS 62. Listeners can hear Davis berating Moss during the call for announcing her collaboration with Project Veritas. Why would you say that? You know, basically, that's the most selfish thing I've ever seen in 36 years working here, says Davis in a portion from the sound clip, without even a close second, because you don't give a crap about anybody else. Later in the clip, Davis expressed his intentions to personally recommend Moss's dismissal from the network. Moss complied throughout the interaction, but also insisted that she had presented documentation through the proper HR channels to make her concerns evident to CBS before contacting Project Veritas. No mention of company-wide efforts to push vaccines on employees and the public. Instead, CBS aimed its focus at her personally in an effort to divert attention from the findings she presented to our organization, O'Keefe said in a report to Newsweek.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
And then it happened again.
Ivory
Hecker was dismissed from her position this past Tuesday after, like Moss, she admitted live on air that she would be meeting with Project Veritas.
Well, what are you going to... I mean, you got to be smarter. Indeed.
Tennessee basketball, 5 minutes ago, just announced. Full capacity.
Hey!
2021-2022 season tickets are available now.
Of course they are.
Yeah, there was a season ticket note for football. We'll come back with that.
Oh, all right.
Final segment of the program. It's not the depot.
Nice try, you clown.
Tried to squeeze it in there, an extra depot. One goes okay, and then you're just... Man.
Hey, Ooh, Tony Vitello going on a Nashville radio program right now.
Really?
You think he drops it?
Drops what? The extension?
Yeah.
He's staying?
Yeah.
Kind of Peyton Manning it, senior year type deal?
Mm-hmm. I've made up my mind, and I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee.
Forever!
Lifetime contract. Mm.
That'd be cool.
I have a confession.
Yeah?
I am embarrassingly excited about Buc-ee's.
It's been a big part of the show today.
We spent, what, an hour and a half on Buc-ee's today?
I don't know if it's an hour and a half.
We spent a good 45 minutes.
At least, yeah.
2:15.
I'm just, I'm pumped.
Well, Ben sent you this rainbow pick of the Buc-ee's.
I know. I mean, that's God saying, yeah, this is the place.
This is the one.
This is the place. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand how I've never heard of it until today. How is that even possible? How? What? You said it. Like, what other things do I not know about that I need to know about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go out west, like, you got to eat at an In-N-Out, right? Because everyone, In-N-Out. But you hear about In-N-Out. When you're up in Upper East Tennessee, you got to go to Pal's.
Yep.
You go to Texas, you got to go to Whataburger. I think they have them in Alabama, too. That's where I eat. You know, there's just certain things. You got to do this.
There's one coming to Nashville.
What's that?
Whataburger.
Really? Just don't know how I never heard of Buc-ee's.
Maybe you should just do a search.
Nate, UT's UT football.
Awesome things I've never seen.
Things I didn't know I needed in my life that now I want to know about.
Awesome. Have you ever had...
Didn't know existed.
Gelato's good. A lot of people have probably not had gelato.
Gelato is good. I've had gelato.
An alien abduction insurance policy is the first thing that comes up.
Tell you what, I'm gonna
50 incredible things you never knew existed.
I'm going to pass on the alien abduction insurance.
Mochi. Granted, I'm kind of sticking with the ice cream stuff. But
Mochi's weird, but I like it. It's good. I don't like get it regularly at all, but when I've had it, I'm like, yeah, this isn't bad.
There's a cave that can fit a 40-story building inside of it. We have to go see that.
Is it ours? Is it the Lost Sea?
No. I don't think so. Lickable wallpaper.
Where is that? Is that in Papua New Guinea?
I don't know. It's just a list.
Lickable wallpaper. Thank you, but Willy Wonka showed me that back in the 70s. Good point.
So they just say there's a cave that can fit a 40-story building, but they don't give the name.
It was just a list on Google. I've already.
Do they give a name
of
the cave or where it's located?
I'm sure it's in the article.
Can you fact check the cave, please?
I need to know where this is at.
Davey, I got good news.
Tuckaleechee Caverns, what?
You can get lower level South End Zone tickets. You probably see Houston from there for a 4-game mini pack. For Tennessee football.
What 4 games?
They're pretty good. This might be the perfect package.
Okay.
Pitt. That's a game I want to go to if I'm picking games.
That's early. It's going to be hot.
I don't care. It's the first game we could actually like get some credit if we win. Especially if we win big. Win convincingly. Then you get South Carolina. Got to win that one. Gonna win that one. That's a must win.
Buddy, if we lose to Shane. If Shane Beamer becomes the next Will Muschamp.
Will Muschamp actually beat us a lot.
That was my point.
I mean, you could be 2-0.
That was my point. Like, if he becomes the next coach at South Carolina that we just can't beat for whatever reason, I'm going to lose it.
Your laugh at the end kind of made it seem as though we're going to beat them like we did two.
No, I'm just not very confident in Shane Beamer becoming.
I mean, you could be 2-0 in attendance, and we could be 3-2 overall, which wouldn't feel too bad. Then, the game we all want to go to, Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, if I got to pick one game to go to at Neyland this year, that's the one. And then, just in case we're a little better than people think, you get to cap it off with a swing for the fences. Nothing to lose. Georgia game. That's about the best mini package I've ever seen them put out. They usually put a real crapper in there.
How much is it?
It's just face value. Well, like Section L, right? I mean, you know, you're under the jumbo trying to kind of turn around.
You remember my update from a few weeks ago. When the I will give my all thing, and it was like, we want to sell 70,000 season tickets. They'd sold like 14,000.
Yeah, they're way behind. This is what that shows.
It shows also that I'm the big dumb idiot who actually did buy season tickets.
I mean, who's going to be at that Tennessee Tech game? Or maybe that one will be okay. Maybe what? South Alabama? Ugh. Could be rough.
Nah.
But, hey,
It's good. That'd be homecoming, though.
It's good news, bad news. Bad news is not a lot of hype on for Josh Heupel. Not a lot of people. A lot of wait and see. That's okay.
Good news is,
good news is, if you want to go to a game, hey, there you go. Snatch him
up. If we exceed expectations,
snatch
him
up.
Could be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's this Bucky's thing called? That big, huge mug?
The Guzzler. I don't know what it's called because they don't have a gift shop online. So everything you get.
What's our closest away game to a Bucky's?
That's
a good question.
How far is Leeds from?
I mean, that's the one.
It's Birmingham, yeah.
Yeah, Leeds,
Alabama.
Leeds is only, what, like maybe 45 minutes from Tuscaloosa? So that's the one.
Jacksonville isn't too far from Gainesville.
Oh, you said closest.
There's Daytona. Yeah, that's true.
The Taco Bell Cantina in Vegas is clutch.
If we were at Georgia, you just hop on down to Macon. But we're not. We get them here. And you can get a ticket in the power pack.
There you go. Mini pack.
Yeah, mini power pack.
I mean,
lot of power, but a small pack.
Why would you buy season tickets when you can just buy those four games? Like, you got to have Vandy, Alabama.
Nate,
you got to have Bowling Green.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware.
I mean, it's not like the resale value on getting the season tickets is going to be able to make up for it.
Right. Well, I mean, if I decide I want to go to Vandy, I can just buy the Vandy ticket.
It's like you probably actually just show up and someone give you one for free.
Yeah, you probably don't need to buy any of these. Just walk up day of the game. Even if you have to pay, it's probably less than face value. Rough time for scalpers. I mean, all the mobile,
golly,
no resale market. Feel
call only. That worked out.
Hi, I'm Dr.